For KAXE News, I'm Stella Mayerhoff with the Up North Report. Governor Tim Walz signed an executive order Tuesday blocking copper nickel mining near the Boundary Waters Canoe Area Wilderness. Walz instructed the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency and the DNR to stop permits or environmental reviews for non-ferrous mining, or mining of minerals and metals other than iron. The order applies to the nearly 2 million acres that make up the Rainy River Headwaters watershed. The Boundary Waters is in the same watershed. If the ban stands, it will likely kill a decades-old mining proposal from Twin Metals, a subsidiary of Chilean mining conglomerate Antofagasta.
This day will forever be known as the Save the Boundary Waters Day.
Walz spoke at two press conferences Tuesday, including one in Ely. He says that as far as his administration is concerned,
this debate about whether the Boundary Waters could be mined or not ended today. There is no other place like it, as we all know. And we also know there's no going back if it's ruined.
The move comes after the U.S. Congress in April overturned a 20-year Biden-era ban on mining in the Rainy River watershed. That effort was ushered forward by Republican Congressman Pete Stauber of the 8th District. In a news release, Stauber called the order a, quote, spiteful and harmful attack against the hardworking people of the Iron Range. Environmentalists say tailings from copper-nickel mining can be dangerous sources of toxic chemicals that would lead to water pollution. Chris Knopp is the executive director at Friends of the Boundary Waters Wilderness.
This executive order sets the stage for the governor to cancel this lease, which he can do right now, and protect the Boundary Waters from this type of toxic mining that has never been done in Minnesota.
DFL State Senator Grant Hochschild represents the area. He said on social media that he strongly disagrees with the ban, and he will, quote, continue standing up for an objective, science-based process that protects Minnesota's natural resources. Thanks to the Timber Jay for press conference audio. Hermantown officials are apologizing after a recording of them making disparaging comments about citizens opposed to the data center there became public. Last week, independent media outlet The Duluth Monitor released a recording of an internal staff meeting in June that it received anonymously. In the meeting, officials were discussing community members who addressed the council over their concerns about Google's proposed data center. Police Chief Jim Crace used derogatory and at times profane language to describe people who voiced their opposition. The Duluth News Tribune reports during a Monday meeting, Crace said his comments were, quote, inappropriate, disrespectful, and uncalled for. Further discussion on the data center plans is expected. An open house with Google is Wednesday at the Odd Shrine Meeting and Event Center. Farmers in north central Minnesota now have a closer option for getting their livestock processed. Megan Buffington attended the facility's ribbon cutting Tuesday.
So this is what's called our cut and wrap room, cut and wrap module, where all of the getting it into portions, getting it wrapped up, packaged, labeled, all that good stuff.
Dave Endicott is in the middle of a tour of the Minnesota Farmers Union's new USDA-certified plant, just a few minutes outside of Staples. He's one of the many people behind the project, which is years in the making. Before this facility opened, area producers were bringing their cows, pigs, and sheep as far as Cannon Falls.
That's a long way to go.
Carol Anderson is chair of the union's executive committee.
With diesel at over $5 a gallon, that's expensive. You know, and the farmer then doesn't have to do that. There's not as much stress on the animal.
Senators Amy Klobuchar and Tina Smith helped secure federal funding for the project and attended Tuesday. They both emphasized the plant's local focus. Just a handful of companies control a vast majority of meat processing.
People need options, right? They need choices, and they need more than just the big guys. And this is good for farmers, it's good for producers, it's good for communities, it's good for consumers.
The plant will also provide training opportunities for meat cutters. The workforce shortage is contributing to the lack of processing options. Plant manager Rob Castle and Anderson say they've already heard from interested food distributors that would use local livestock. Megan Buffington, KAXE News.
That's it for the Up North Report. From the KAXE News Desk, I'm Report for America Corps member Stella Mayerhoff, telling the stories of northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report on KAXE is made possible by Woodland Bank, providing customers with personal and business banking solutions, as well as offering Kasasa checking accounts. You can learn more online at woodland.bank.